The next patient is James Molstad. The last name is M, like in Mike, O like in Oscar, L like in Lima, S like in Sierra, T like in Tango, A like in Alpha, D like in Delta. James, 82-year-old white male that is following the office because of CKD stage 3B. In the past medical history, there is diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. The patient has changed his lifestyle, has remained in the same body weight. This time he didn't lose any weight. The laboratory workup shows a serum creatinine that is 1.7, a BUN that is 24, an estimated GFR that is 39 mLs per minute. The fasting glucose was 109. In the cholesterol, the patient went way down to 105 with an HDL of 37 and LDL that is low. There is no evidence of anemia. The platelet count is completely normal. There is no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient has been taking Jardiance, amlodipine, lisinopril, and metoprolol. The blood pressure today was 13 over 70. The patient is feeling well. We're going to stop the amlodipine, period. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus with a serum hemoglobin A1C of 5.9. Following number, the patient has a history of adrenal adenoma. A CT of the abdomen was done in order to follow up, and the impression was bilateral findings consistent with cysts number two, punctuate non-obstructing 2 millimeter stone in the lower pole of the right kidney. Multiple calcified gallstones in the gallbladder, and no significant change is seen in the adenoma, that is 2.2 centimeters of the left adrenal gland. The patient, following number, the patient has a history of gout. He hasn't had any relapse. Patient is on allopurinol. The uric acid is within range. Period. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.